USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is expressing his sympathy for the victims of a deadly mass shooting in Gilroy, California.
We thank the brave members of law enforcement. They never let us down. Who swiftly killed the shooter. We reaffirm our national will to answer violence with the courage, determination, and resolve of one American family. We will continue to work together as communities and as citizens to stop evil, prevent violence, and protect the safety of all Americans.
The president speaking outside the White House on Monday before signing a bill to permanently extend the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. maximum pressure campaign on Iran is having an impact. The Secretary of State says the sanctions are seriously hurting Iran's ability to ship oil around the world. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Dan Coats is set to step down as the Director of National Intelligence. With details on his possible replacement, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Dan Coats will be leaving his position as Director of National Intelligence in a few weeks, and President Trump says he's nominating Republican Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe to succeed Coats as DNI. Ratcliffe had a testy series of exchanges with the former special counsel Robert Mueller at a hearing last week.
Respectfully, Director, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him, because the bedrock principle of our justice system is a presumption of innocence. It exists for everyone. Everyone is entitled to it, including sitting presidents.
A tropical storm that's moving toward Hawaii is forecast to become a hurricane later on Monday. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Eric is expected to continue strengthening through Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
With more on our top story, we're starting to hear some acts of heroism that took place as a gunman opened fire at the annual Gilroy Garlic Festival in Northern California on Sunday night. Candace Marquez and Cheryl Lowe were at the festival. They share with ABC's Good Morning America what it was like right after the shooting.
Her granddaughter and the owner's three-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. Three-year-old son were in the
tent.
My
niece, she was actually a hero. She grabbed him and hid him under the table so that he didn't get shot.
Because he was standing right out there with them, and she grabbed him, and she said, I grabbed him, Grandma, and I put him underneath the table with me because I didn't want anything to happen to him. So
she saved him. She's a hero in this.
My eyes, she saved his life because he doesn't understand a lot. He's English, Spanish, and he was so confused.
His parents were on the ground.
So she pulled him under. And then by the time I got back around to look for both of them, somebody had grabbed both of the children and put them on the other side of the freezer to protect them from the gunmen. So they were safe.
And her granddaughter and the owner's three-year-old son.
Mm-hmm. Three-year-old son.
Democratic presidential hopeful and Senator from California Kamala Harris is unveiling her new health care plan. Harris's Medicare for All plan would include people being able to keep their own private insurance and a mix of government-run health care as well. Harris plans to pay for the government side of things by raising taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.